From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown reporting. Turkey and a key Syrian opposition group pledged on Saturday to support a complicated and partly secret ceasefire deal agreed upon by the United States and Russia.
First, we agreed on the steps through which the regime will come to a place where it will not fly combat missions anywhere where the opposition is present in an area that we have agreed on with very real specificity. Once this arrangement takes full effect, the regime would no longer be able to do in the future what it has been able to do so much in the past, which is go after Nusra, allegedly, but hit moderate opposition.
U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry says the plan also calls for U.S. and Russia to cooperate on the fight against terror groups within Syria. After marathon negotiations with Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov in Geneva, Kerry said a nationwide ceasefire would begin Monday at sundown. Mr. Lavrov said he informed the Syrian government about the ceasefire arrangements and Bashar al-Assad's government is ready to abide by them. North Korea said Saturday it would not submit to U.S. nuclear blackmail. A day after shocking the world with its fifth and largest nuclear test, the U.S. is exasperated by the strong military steps being taken by the DPRK in a phased way. The North's latest test, preceded by a volley of missile launches in recent months, sparked worldwide condemnation. The UN Security Council agreed on Friday immediately to begin work on a new series of sanctions. This is VOA News. Many Americans will pause on Sunday for the observance of the 15th anniversary of the September 11th attacks on the United States.